Yeah, and that is where, so when I say thought and material, I love that you said that with language and communication, because you know the other of the triad for me is literacy, and so it's imagery, right? So you imagine these concepts, and of course, you know, once we got to a place where we evolved into text, you know, in the literal sense, whereas words, letters, you know, phonemically. But before that, it was think about, you know, the pyramids. It was all pictorial. And this is where your imagination had to be cerebrally, had to be very vivid, because you know, it needs to be transferred, if that makes sense. And so you need to like really like go big. You got to go big. And you have to imagine every detail. So that is where metaphysics takes shape, because you are deeply seated in the image.
I think that the inner dialogue from Waiting to Exhale and Mirror Girl are completely one and the same. And I really appreciate that, because I think it goes back to women as a whole and us as a whole having insecurities and being vulnerable and talking ourselves through those moments, but also having a core friend group to do those things with and explore sisterhood while you're exploring your womanhood too. And I just think that those two things in transit with each other, really amazing.
We've all been fed, we're all living in limitations and boxes. And I might be one of the few who understands, okay, there is something else. I don't remember like the exact moment when I decided to be, when I decided to become a more conscious person, when I decided to really like live and breathe this this cultural practitioner lifestyle. I don't remember the moment. It just kind of happened, you know. But everybody doesn't have those moments. Because those moments, as we both know, it don't pay well. Right? It doesn't, it's you're not always actively welcomed into spaces. So I can't get mad if people choose something else. Right? Their definition of love is loving themselves, and that's what loving themselves look like. Even if they can't make the relationship or don't understand how to make the connection between, okay, this version of loving yourself is actually impacting the greater whole, you know, in this way. So I can recognize or definitely empathize with feeling hopeless and helpless, but I also recognize some people will get left behind.